Today, at his first news conference as governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger took on the state's massive budget shortfall. Part of his plan involves borrowing billions of dollars.
I'm asking the voters to approve up to a $15 billion bond to consolidate the debt accrued by the reckless spending in recent years.
Also on the new governor's list of proposals is a spending cap.
Constitutional spending limit. This is to prevent future financial disasters and will never again allow politicians to recklessly overspend.
Schwarzenegger called lawmakers into a special session Tuesday and asked them to put his proposals on the ballot for voter approval. NPR's John McChesney is in Sacramento, and he joins us now. John, can you outline for us what the Schwarzenegger solution is to this budget crisis in California?
Well, you heard a couple of points, Melissa. He's proposed to borrow $15 billion, and he's going to put this constitutional limit on spending so that the state has to stay within its means. And both of those proposals will go to the voters, assuming on at least on one of them he can get the legislature to go along with him. Doing that constitutional limit on spending makes borrowing more palatable to some conservatives who have objected to borrowing against the future. He also promised $2 billion in budget cuts, but once again, he didn't give any specifics about what would be cut, except to say he's going to cut his own salary, which is $175,000, a mere drop in the bucket here of the $25 billion that they say they've inherited in state debt. He's saying on the budget cuts he's waiting for the Democrats and Republican to come to him with packages of their own cuts, and then they'll propose what they're going to do. One of the questions you have here is there's $25 billion, they say, in accumulated debt. They're going to borrow 15, and they're going to cut 2. So where's the other $8 billion come from? And it's not clear from the handouts and what they said today where that is going to come from. And there's also a problem probably in borrowing. The state's credit rating's in a wreck right now, and borrowing may not improve that.
He's also been talking about finding some savings through changing the state workers' compensation program. How might that work?
Well, he wants to improve the business climate here, and we have the highest costs and the lowest benefits. He says he can save $11 billion in that workers' comp program. There's a lot of money being lost in the middle, he says. But interestingly enough, that reform doesn't directly impact the state budget. That's a self-financing program. So that $11 billion doesn't help the deficit problem.
Well, the legislature's in special session. What kind of reaction are you hearing from legislators there in Sacramento?
Well, the Democrats, you know, are kind of dug in here, and they're not enthusiastic, they say, about this borrowing program. And one of the things that that's hanging them up is this tax. You know, the governor yesterday repealed the car tax, the tripling of the car tax. That adds $4 billion to the deficit. And today the governor was asked, well, where are you going to get that money? He says, well, I'm going to go to the state legislature to get that money so they can pay local governments for firefighters and police. Well, Senator John Burton, who is the Democratic leader of the Senate, said he ain't going to get it from me. And even the Republicans are balking. Tom McClintock, a conservative Republican state senator who ran in the race, said he didn't want to saddle his children with this massive debt. So the legislature has until December 5th to figure all these things out and place these matters on the ballot.
John, anything else that the governor has on his agenda for this special session?
Well, one of the interesting points he raised, you know, that he campaigned against this legislation that's going to give car licenses to illegal immigrants, mm-hmm. and he says he's going to repeal that. But today he was asked if he was really totally against that idea or whether he would accept some sort of modification, and he said he would accept a modified law if it dealt with work permits and security checks on those who are going to receive the licenses. So this is kind of a shift here away from a very hot-button issue about race and ethnicity. So it didn't sound like it was a total rejection of the idea.
Okay, thank you, John.
Thank you, Melissa.
NPR's John McChesney in Sacramento.